Acts chapter 12, verse 24. But the word of the Lord grew and multiplied. Do you remember what that adversative but in our text refers to? King Herod has reached out with violent hands in a campaign of oppression against Christians, striking off the head of the Apostle James, planning to strike off Peter's head on the 14th anniversary of the execution of Jesus. Peter is in prison. The Jewish leaders can't wait. Herod is counting the days, and the devil is using Herod in an attempt to destroy Christian trust in Jesus. Your prayers didn't help James, he whispers in their ears. James is dead. Peter will be soon. Quit wasting your breath in prayer. Doesn't do any good. But the word of God grew in their hearts, and they kept praying. In Jesus, they understood that the measure of God's love is not found in the removal of every earthly trouble, but in Jesus' cross. In Jesus, they understood that confidence in prayer is not based on Jesus giving everything we want, but in Jesus' promise. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So they prayed, but they also assumed that Peter would be dead tomorrow. So that when Peter knocked on their door, Rhoda left him standing outside, and the disciples inside assumed it must be his angel. Yeah, they were praying for Peter's faith and their own, that it would continue, that it would remain confident in Jesus' victory for them and us. So though they were wrong in insisting that it must be Peter's angel, it was a beautiful confession that in, with, and through one word, Jesus. Every child of God has his angel ever beholding the face of the Father in heaven. A beautiful confession that that angel was ready, prepared to bring Peter to the bosom of the Father. With such trust in Jesus' victory over Satan, we can confidently affirm Satan's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. Satan is using Herod to plant doubt. Did Jesus really win the victory? After all, he whispers in their ears, James is dead. It didn't do him any good. Peter will be soon. Quit wasting your hope in a life that doesn't exist. But the word of God grew in their hearts, so they kept praying. Was their prayer for James in vain? Absolutely not. For James is living. He's living in the bliss of heaven with Jesus, waiting for the rest of the believers, for you, to join him in inheriting the new heavens and the new earth. The sword did not separate James from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nor can it with you. For James, it brought him into that perfected union. Jesus has so completely blotted out the whole record of sin that stood against James and against us, that no accusation can stand against that one word, Jesus. Through his death on the cross for all our sins, Jesus conquered Satan, who has the power, had the power over death and has it no longer. And so through faith in Jesus, we realize that life is not found in this dying world, but in the undying word of Jesus. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. So each time a James, a believer, dies, that one word, Jesus, ushers him into eternal victory. For Satan's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. Satan still wants to destroy our trust in Jesus. He would use every trouble, every trial to do that. He wants to whisper in your ear, obviously, Jesus isn't in control. He's not helping you. But the word of God is still growing. Let it grow in you. And Jesus graciously gives us glimpses of the fact that the kingdom and the power and the glory are his. The night before Peter was to be executed, Jesus dispatched his angel. Herod has all kinds of guards posted. Guards at two guard stations, plus guards that are actually chained to Peter to keep this one man in prison, even though he's already behind iron bars and chained to a great block. But the angel comes. The guards, unaware. The chains fall off. The first automatic doors open. Peter, like a little child, has to be told, Peter, get up. Get dressed. Put your sandals on, Peter. Wrap up in your cloak now. He even has to be told to follow the angel. But Peter still lives. Not so with Herod. He was struck by God and eaten alive by worms. Unfortunately, like Peter and Rhoda, when Jesus knocks, saying, trust me, we too often also stare at the problem thinking, I've got to work it out. Has to be me, my way, when it's one word, Jesus, that provides the confidence, prayers accepted, sins forgiven, life given. For Satan's judged, the deed is done. One little word can fell him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 262, 262, stanzas 2 and 3.